Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
This is Community College Path. I'm David Nguyen. I talk with community college researchers and practitioners to help students navigate community college and transfer. Today, I'll be interviewing Santiago Barnell, Assistant Director at UCLA's Center for Community College Partnerships. Mr. Barnell will discuss the CCCP Scholars Program and offer guidance about the transfer application process. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. What is the mission of the Center for Community College Partnerships, and how do you accomplish these goals?
Sure. So our mission is to increase the transfer rates of students from community colleges. Within that, we focus on populations that generally don't transfer at the same rates as others. So we do focus on first generation, low income, underrepresented, non-traditional immigrant communities that often don't enter higher education or four-year institutions or selective four-year institutions. So we focus on those populations to ensure that there is access to places like UCLA.
One part of the Center for Community College Partnerships is the CCCP Scholars Program. Can you tell us about this program?
CCCP Scholars Programs, or some of our students call it Triple CP program, focuses on a cohort model for students where we try to make sure that the students are guided through the process of transferring to a four-year school and also understand what education can do for the students, for their families, and for their communities. So we're not just interested in providing the transfer information. Of course, that's a big part of the program. But we're also interested in ensuring that the students know what role education plays in our society and how important it is for our communities to be educated. So we do look at issues of equity, diversity, academic excellence. In addition to that, we want to ensure that students have options of where to transfer to when they complete a community college pathway.
What are some of the components of CCCP Scholars Program?
One of the main components starts in the summer. So we do have a summer immersion program that can range from a residential program where the student stays 1 to 3 weeks on campus. We also have a commuter program where students are taking a regular UCLA class for 6 weeks. And we also have a one-day program where we bring all of the elements of our programs, the most important elements of our programs, into a one-day program for those students who may have responsibilities that does not allow them to have the week-long or the six-week-long experience. So we try to accommodate for a variety of students. We understand that community college experiences are very different, and we also understand that many community college students have responsibilities beyond the classroom. So we try to address and accommodate the different experiences that students bring.
What typically happens in these summer programs?
The summer programs, we will have a variety of workshops. Some of them will focus on the transfer pathway, making sure the students understand the complexities of transferring. It is not a simple process. It is confusing for counselors. It's even much more confusing for students. There is a lot of factors to take in, and we want to make sure the students understand what all of those factors are. So we want to make sure that we provide information. That's one level of workshops that we provide. We also provide workshops that are important to transfer students to know before they actually transfer. Transfer students have a limited amount of time when they transfer. So we want to make sure that they take advantage of all the resources that they have available once they transfer. So for us, one of the ways that we think about our programs is that we are beginning the retention, graduation, and success of transfer students even before they transfer. So that's another level of information that we provide. One big thing that we also do during these programs is ensuring that students feel like this is something that they can do. Oftentimes, both intentionally and unintentionally, community college students get the message that they're not good enough and that they are the second citizens on our campus. So not only on our campus, but in a lot of different institutions. We try to make sure that community colleges understand that they are scholars, and that's why we call our programs the scholars programs. We do not see them as less than. We see them as being able to provide and contribute to the vitality of the university. And we want to make sure that when the student leaves our programs, they see themselves as scholars. They see themselves as the potential contributors to creating new knowledge at the university. That's really important to us. So we bring a lot of our current transfer students who are doing amazing things on our campus, who are the leaders in our campus, and who demonstrate that community college students are just as good, if not better, than our native students. And we're lucky because at UCLA, transfer students do very well. They do just as well as our native students in terms of grade point average, in terms of the amount of time they take to graduate, in terms of the leadership roles they take on. They're doing just as well. So we feel very happy about that. It was not something that happened by chance. It is something that the university has to be very intentional about. We have to, as a university, take the responsibility of ensuring that our students are not only being admitted, and if we're admitting transfer students, we also have to be intentional about the programs that are going to make them successful in graduating, not just making it. We're not interested in students just barely surviving. We're interested in students thriving, flourishing, really becoming the next group of leaders in our society.
Outside of the summer program, how do students engage in CCCP scholars?
We advertise our program not as a summer program. We definitely advertise it as a year-long program. It kicks off in the summer. In addition to that, during the academic year, students are assigned a peer mentor, someone who's already gone through the process of transferring, to work with them throughout the years. You can think of the peer mentors as coaches in the transfer process, and even more than just that. So they work with the students. They're required to meet with the students once a month, at the very least. We have a very selective process of selecting our peer mentors. We train them, and then we have them work with our scholars on a regular basis. Like I said, at least once a month, but oftentimes our peer mentors are meeting more than that a month with the students. Our peer mentors visit 19 community colleges in the LA area. So we definitely have a lot of coverage in Los Angeles, but for those students who are not in the LA area, they also have the opportunity to participate. But they will do phone interviews or Skype or any other form that allows the students to have, at the very least, a 30-minute meaningful conversation with the peer mentor. In addition to that, we have Saturday academies. These are academies that focus on specific themes. Each of our quarters, UCLA is in the quarter system, so we have fall, winter, and spring. In the fall, we focus on the application process for those who are ready to transfer. For those who are not ready to transfer, we focus on study skills, mental health, and other things that we know impact success. In the winter, we focus on how to fund your college education beyond just financial aid. And then in the spring, we focus on all those other activities that students can be engaged on outside of the classroom. Things such as internships, research opportunities, activism, student organization, leadership, studying abroad, pre-graduate programs. So we are trying to look at the whole gamut of experiences that can provide transfer students a much richer outcome once they go through the university.
As you've mentioned, one goal of the program is to motivate and prepare students to transfer to selective universities. Why is selectivity important? After all, as community college students, we are bombarded with the message, name brands don't matter. Students are getting the same education at a community college than students at top universities like UCLA. So along that same reasoning, why not just transfer to a non-selective university?
I think there's nothing wrong with attending any university. As long as the student has made a conscious, intentional effort to attend that specific school. What happens too often, and we hear this in the narratives, stories that our students tell us, is that certain communities get tracked into specific institutions because there is an underlying belief that they may not be good enough for the selective institutions. So that's part of the reason why we do push for selective institutions. We believe that if you're preparing for a selective school, you're preparing for any school. We want to make sure that the student has options and that they're not opting themselves out of certain schools because they think it's unattainable. We want to make sure that all students have the real opportunity to attend any institution that they choose to attend. If we prepare them for the best institutions, then students are going to do well no matter what institution they go to. So for us, it's really important to prepare them for selective institutions because, again, historically speaking, they have been derailed or distracted from institutions such as UCLA, such as USC, such as Ivy schools. So we want to make sure that students understand that that's a possibility. Now, of course, there are going to be barriers. Of course, there is a limited amount of seats. But what we do not want is that students prevent themselves from trying. So we always say is you need to shoot for the stars. You may miss them, but you'll land somewhere near. So that's really what we focus on, ensuring that students have options and opportunities.
You mentioned barriers keeping community college students applying to selective universities. I know for me, I used to think, why even bother applying to UCLA? Why would they want me? I'm a community college student, and there are more qualified transfer applicants from other selective four-year universities. Is this a common misconception?
Well, for the public institutions in California, we give priority to community college students. So the UC system, 90% of our transfer students are from community colleges. So we give most definitely that priority to community college students. Because we are a public institution, our goal is to serve the population of California. And students who are at the community college, if they want to complete a bachelor's degree, they won't be able to do that at a community college. They will need to transfer to a four-year institution. And that's where the Cal States and the UCs, as public institutions, need to serve the community college population. So it is because we definitely see the value that community college students bring. The community college population is one of the most diverse populations in any segment of education. They bring not only that academic diversity, but they also bring life diversity. We have students who have gone the traditional route and in that traditional age group. But we also have students who are older, who have had a life already, careers, family, maybe serve in the army, all kinds of different experiences that we think are valuable when we bring them into the university, because they bring a different perspective. They bring something that can be useful, not only in their own life, but in the lives of the students at our campus. So it's, for us, community college is college. There's no difference between a community college education and a Ivy League education. They're different, but one is not better than the other. They're just different.
So a takeaway for listeners is that the UCs and CSUs want community college students.
We definitely want community college. We have a variety of programs, each of the UCs, to reach out to our community college students.
In regards to these various UC transfer preparation programs, listeners can find a list of different programs at their UC transfer admission planner under the information tab. So, as you've mentioned, one barrier to applying to selective universities is stigma. In fact, UCLA professor Richard Wagner's research found that UCLA transfer students experience stigma attached to community college, transfer, and transfer students. One student in his study states, quote, "Transfer students are kind of seen as the guys who couldn't make it the first time. In general, we are looked down as the dumber people who got in easier through the junior college system." So what do you say to people who believe that? Are community college students getting in through the back door? Did they not work as hard as high school seniors and are therefore less deserving?
We're very aware of the realities. So we do understand that there's a stigma that's attached. There is not only a stigma from the outside, but many students internalize that stigma. We actually have worked with Dr. Wagner in different projects to understand better how to combat some of this stigma. An important aspect is just the media, the way that community college are portrayed in the media, the way that community college are viewed in our high schools, and what our counselors at the high schools tell our students. So again, one of the messages that we give to high school students is community college is college, and you can't not be serious about how you go about looking where you're going to go. Even if it is a community college, you still need to take it as a serious pathway to your future. So beyond the counselors is also the faculty. So the faculty at our institutions, and I would say UCLA is also unfortunately part of that, many of our faculties do see community college students as not good enough. And one of the things that we try to do with our programs, we try to create what we call a transfer receptive culture, a place where community college students are not an afterthought, but they're given the same priority as our students who are coming in right after high school. So we try to create workshops that address this idea that community college students are not as the strong contributors as their counterparts from those students who came in from high schools. We try to educate our faculty or staff. And one of the messages that we always leave students, faculty, and staff is that community college students are going to be successful not despite being community college students, but because they are community college students. We feel that the community colleges in California prepare students very well, and they give them the skill sets that can be translated into success if we look at this as an asset as opposed to a deficit. So we don't look at community college students as lacking. We look at community college students as bringing a different set of skills that they've learned at the community college, and that can be then translated, tapped into, and made into successful habits at the university.
Can you summarize some of the CCCP scholar student outcomes?
For our programs, we have been very intentional about how we develop our programs, and all of our programs are research-based practices. So we have looked at, for example, learning communities from Vincent Tinto's work. We have looked at culturally relevant pedagogies and how successful they have been. So those are important parts that we're looking at, because we want to make sure that we're providing transfer students successful practices. Based on all the work that we've done from our scholars, 70% of our scholars who apply to UCLA get admitted. We should compare it to the non-scholars, it's about 26%. So we're close to tripling that transfer admissions rate. About 90% of our scholars are admitted to a UC school. And about 90-95% are admitted to any four-year institution. So we have a pretty successful outcomes for scholars that stick with the program. Our challenge is that we wish we could be a bigger program. But that challenge has to do with funding. And unfortunately, the little investment that is given to the transfer programs in the state, not just for UCLA, but for any of the four-year public institutions.
CCCP Scholars Program sounds great. The program is extensive, and you've increased scholars' chances of transfer admissions. So who's eligible for the program, and how can students get involved?
They can apply online, www.cccp.ucla.edu. The application is open now. We have a selection process. There is a few requirements that students need to meet. For the residential programs, we have a higher requirements. For the non-residential programs, we don't have as many requirements. We want students to apply either if you have just graduated from high school and are planning to attend a community college in the fall, or for those community college students who are already at a community college, who are at least 1 year away from transferring. So we take students at any part of their community college career before transferring. And once they apply, we do the selection process. We select about 50 to 60% of the students who apply. This year, our cohort is 330 students. Again, depending on the funding, that's how big our cohort would be.
Wow, that seems like a competitive program.
It is a competitive program. How we select the students is based on who would benefit the most from the program. We're not necessarily looking for someone who's a 4.0 honor student at the community college, because that student most likely will be able to transfer to a lot of their top choices. We're looking for more of those students who are on the average, who have the potential to excel. Those are really the students that we're looking for. We're also looking for students who have challenges that they face, whether those include being the first one in their family to go to college, low income, a variety of different challenges in life that we feel that if those students are provided the right support, they can excel.
Seeing as how CCCP Scholars Program advises students about transfer admissions, can you advise our listeners about the dreaded transfer application process? First, how many applications should students send?
I would definitely say apply widely. The more schools you have applied, the more options and choices you will have in being in a position of selecting where you want to go to. Generally speaking, I usually tell students select at least 4 UCs, 4 Cal States, and some private schools. Also, don't limit your search just to California. If you're in a position where you can go out of state, look at some choices outside of the state. There are many great schools outside of California. Of course, we know UCLA is the best, but you can definitely go to any other four-year institution. And we actually have had even some transfer students go abroad, study abroad. So that's also a choice. And that may be a great choice for certain students in certain majors. How you select these universities would be not in which one is the best. So you can look at rankings, and if that's important to you, definitely look at that. But most importantly, you should look at a university that's the best fit for you as a student, that is meeting your interests, but it's also going to support you in being successful at that institution. So you shouldn't only be looking, oh, this is the best in business, but is it the best in ensuring that you as a business student will graduate on time and successfully? That's also very important. So we really encourage students to look at institutions' success rate for transfer students in specific. You should also be looking at which one is going to provide you with a very rich experience outside of the classroom. Of course, classroom experience is important, but once you start applying for jobs, they're also going to want to see what kind of real experience you have as well. So that's also really important to look at. At the transfer centers, we often help students narrow down that search and navigate some of that information, make sense of that information, because it's a lot. So we really try to make sure the students understand all the different factors they should be looking at.
Going off what you said about fit, it's not just about rankings. But for example, if you're a history major, you want to see, does this university have a strong offering in your subfield of interest? For example, European history.
Exactly. You should also be looking at the faculty. Is this the faculty you're interested in? Is this the folks who you would want to teach you? Do they have research opportunities? Is that history department plugged in to some studying abroad opportunities? It's a lot of different things to consider. A majority of majors, they're going to be very similar across institutions, but it's really in those more specific flavors that you really need to look, you know, the ingredients that go into that specific major that will make a difference.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like many selective universities evaluate applications holistically. What does that mean?
What that means is basically that they're going to look at the student not just as a number. They're not going to look just as your grade on average or just your academics. They're interested in finding out who you are inside of the classroom and outside of the classroom. So what other things are going on in your life that make you who you are? Do you have other responsibilities outside of the classroom? Do you work? Are you involved in extracurricular activities? What is it outside of the boxes that they give you that make you who you are? And in many occasions, this is where the personal statement plays a huge role, because this is the one place that is not just, you know, a checkoff box, but where you actually, in your own words, can tell us who you are, what makes you stand out from everyone else. And that plays a big role in the holistic review. So holistic just means that we're looking at a variety of factors, not just academics. We're looking at the student as a whole.
One part of the holistic review is extracurricular involvement. So how should students go about selecting their activities?
Most definitely. So it will vary from community college student, depending on the experiences of that specific student. So for example, we have students who work full-time and go to school full-time. We understand that student won't have the opportunity to be doing all kinds of extracurricular activities. As a matter of fact, what we will do is we'll look at the employment as the extracurricular activity. Now, we also have students who are not working at all and just going to school. For that student, we will expect to see some extracurricular activities. We prefer those activities to be related to the major that they're interested in. We prefer those activities are activities where the student is able to demonstrate leadership, initiative, innovation. Those are the things that will make great extracurricular activities. We prefer students not just to be a member who is not as impactful in that activity. That's the best activities will illustrate why that student should be the one selected to be part of that institution.
Is there a need for community college students to be well-rounded in their extracurriculars? So for example, does a community college student need to play an instrument, do sports, and be in speech and debate?
No, not necessarily. Not at the community college level, because at the community college level, we're really looking for students who do have a more narrow interest in their field. So we do look a little more closely at that. If they're interested in film, have they been involved in things that are related to film that show us that there is a commitment to that field? So it's a little bit more special. It starts to become a little more specialized. If the student has a variety of experiences, it's always good to make sure that how do these experiences relate to what their interests are. And there's a way always to speak about that in terms that make it specific to their career, their major, and that's how we would advise students to write about those experiences.
What do colleges like to see in students' course selection?
That would depend on the institution. But for example, at UCLA, we focus on major because we select students by major. So for us, it would be really important to have major preparation from the very beginning of their community college career. For other institutions, it may be the general education pattern, right? They want to see that you are completing the breadth of courses that will give you a general foundation. So it really will vary from school to school. Majority of schools would want to see major preparation because they are taking most students at the junior level. When you are start to focus on your upper division coursework, they want to see that you have courses that are helping you in preparing you for that level.
Is there a particular order classes should be taken? For example, can community college students leave off their major requirements till the last semester?
No, definitely not. We would definitely say spread them throughout your career. You definitely want to start working on those as early as possible. Now, we understand some students come into the community college not knowing which major they may select, and that's fine. Then they should be doing general education courses at that point. But as soon as possible, start taking courses towards your major interest. We also recommend highly students not to leave to the end English and math. And we see that English most students are okay with, but math sometimes, there's a phobia around math. We really want to encourage students to find the resources at their community college to help them with math, because oftentimes we've seen that being the obstacle for students transferring.
How should students approach personal statements in general? And what are some things to avoid?
The personal statement is one that should not be left to the night before. So that's the biggest tip I can give on working on the personal statement. You should start working on personal statement as early as possible. Through the Transfer Center here at Pasadena City College, we have a workshop series in the summer so that you can begin working on that personal statement before the fall, before all the applications are due, before you have midterms and all those other things that are going on at the same time. Our goal is that at the end of the summer, you will have a very good draft of your personal statement. So that's definitely a tip, to have that personal statement done by the end of the summer, at least a very good draft of it. Depending on the school you're applying to, that will dictate how you would approach the personal statement.
Let's discuss how to approach some of the typical personal statement prompts. For instance, how should students write essays regarding interest in their major?
So this is where the campuses want to be able to know if you're a match to the major at their campus. So it's really important to, number one, you want to read the question. That's the number one tip. Most students don't read the question. And as you will see in the prompt for the UC system, the first prompt is more than one question. It's actually four questions. And you need to answer every part of that question. Experts develop these questions. And there is a reason why they listed it, because they want those answers. So make sure you read the question. Make sure you're answering every part of the question. When they're asking you about your major, we want to know in the first or second statement what your major is. You need to make the personal statement as easy to read and as easy to understand, because readers are reading hundreds of essays a day. So the harder you make the personal statement for the reader to understand, the least likely that personal statement will be effective. Effective personal statements will engage the reader from the very beginning and will be very clear. We would know what major you're interested in. We would know why you are interested in that major. We will know what things you've done for that major, and we would know what you gain from those things you've done for your major. So it's really important to be very clear and concise. And it's also important to give concrete examples that are unique to you as a student. If you write anything that can be pulled from that personal statement and put into someone else's personal statement, and it wouldn't make a change, that means it's not unique enough. We definitely need those experiences that are only specific to that student. That's how you stand out. Of course, you want to keep in mind that the reason for the personal statement is a tool to select students. So you're basically using this to convince the reader that you should be the one selected.
While not offered by the UC system, another common prompt is, why did you apply to this university? So how should students go about this prompt?
This is the part where I tell students that they need to have done some research prior to answering this question. You should look at, what is the mission of that institution? You should review the impact statement that institution has. You should review what the major offers and what other things that institution has to offer that could be a match to your interests. So in a way, this is kind of like the dating game, right? You are trying to woo that institution and say, yes, you have what I'm interested in, and I have what you're interested in, right? So it can be a match. But you can only know that if you have done the research. You can only know that if you have gone to those websites, if you have visited a school, if you have talked to students, faculty. Any information that can give you an understanding of that campus then will allow you to answer that question fully. And the way you want to answer it is by giving specific examples of your life and how that matches what they have to offer.
Many universities offer an optional section for students to add additional information. What should students do there?
If you have a open-ended type of question, this is an opportunity to talk more about yourself that's not reflected anywhere else in the application. So what the worst thing you can do is to sound redundant, right? Is to sound like, you know, what you wrote in the first prompt or in the second prompt, now you're rehashing it in this open-ended box. You want to make sure that you're bringing something new, something that you think is important for the university to know about yourself. If it's optional and there's nothing that you think that you should write, then it's better to leave a blank than to just rehash something that you already spoken about. So this is an opportunity to really talk about something that is nowhere else in the application.
Thank you, Mr. Barnell, for joining us. Santiago Barnell is Assistant Director at UCLA's Center for Community College Partnerships. The CCCP Scholars application is available at cccp.ucla.edu. The upcoming deadline is April 1st, May 1st, or June 1st, depending on the summer program you choose. Furthermore, take advantage of the services at your community college's transfer center. For instance, Mr. Barnell is at the Pasadena City College Transfer Center once a week to help students apply to any university. This was Community College Path with your host, David Nguyen. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at lancerradionetwork.org.